Hello, parents. Welcome back. We have started our episodes about smart home learning. And I have received a lot of questions from parents regarding screen time. Now that their children are home at every age, parents are questioning what is appropriate screen time. Well, let me tell you that screen time rules are something that are good to implement at every age. I understand the concern with parents about children having too much screen time, and that is completely understandable, and the reason that parents should monitor that time. And this is something that you can start now if you have not already started, and you can continue this even when your children go back to school. So it's very important that we talk about screen time at this particular moment. And I would like to give you all some guidelines as to what is appropriate screen time. And everyone thinks that screen time is bad, but let me tell you, it's not screen time that is bad. It is unmonitored and unmanaged screen time. And what do we mean by unmonitored? That means giving your child a phone or giving your child a laptop or an iPad, you walk off and you just go and you clean and you cook and you shop and you're not really attending to what your child is looking at on the screen. But there is some very productive screen time that you can use. And as a therapist, as a teacher, as a director of special needs and language and speech development, I want to tell you that we utilize screen time to our benefit. And it is very appropriate and very effective when used the right way. So let's look at some options of screen time. I have used screen time for YouTube videos. For example, I stay in control of the pause button, and if it's a learning video, if it's a story, if it's a book, because there are a lot of nice books that they read online, I use the pause and I pause it. We talk about what has happened up to that point. We continue, go a little further, pause it. We talk about what has happened, vocabulary. That's one way you can use screen time with YouTube. Another way everyone is using screen time now is through e-learning. We have all had to go to e-learning because of our current situation. Don't be alarmed, parents. It is going to be it's going to be a learning curve for you and your child. Because if you have not learned how to use the technology in a proper way, it's going to be a time for you to put in place some type of guidelines. And some screen time is good screen time, especially when it's learning. It gives your child an opportunity to stay connected to their teacher, gives your child an opportunity to stay connected to what is happening in a classroom or what would be happening in a classroom, because everyone now is loading their academic classwork as well as teaching individual classes and sessions, all sorts of things online. So don't be alarmed thinking that that is not going to work well. Those types of situations are the progressive and effective ways that your child is using the screen. So that is not considered bad screen time. That's considered good screen time. So as we look at utilizing good screen time, talk to your child about it. Understand that they will be getting a lot of benefit from screen time used in this way. And let's look at some possible limits. You can set the limits of screen time. For children ages 2 to 5, you can limit to 1 hour a day of high quality programming, like I just spoke with you about. something academic, something educational, something that will be teaching language. That is a good way to utilize that hour of screen time. When you talk about children that are older, 2 hours a day is a good guideline for screen time. And that screen time can be divided into interacting with their teacher, engaging in another type of learning lesson or tutoring lesson, and also something educational, something that's directed by the parent. There are books, there's music, there are all types of things to help your child get moving. There's direct classes with an individual. There's direct classes with teachers going on. So don't be afraid of this screen time. I think it's going to encourage us, encourage all parents, and encourage children to utilize this time wisely and for us all to learn as we move forward. So don't be afraid of screen time. Just understand, this is our way of learning what our child is doing and becoming more engaged. Good luck. Continue with your smart home learning, and we will continue to give you all the tips that we can to make sure that your learning stays fun and informative.